Thank you very much for letting me speak here. I know this room is probably, I feel like this room is probably full of many activity pub oriented persons, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to also talk about the relationships with other protocols here. This is going to be a lightning talk, so I'm from Vienna and I consider myself a digital human rights activist, and I'm an advocacy for activity pub since 2017. Who of you has ever heard of the term SSI before? Can I see some hands? Oh, great, great, great. Who of you thinks to understand what this core idea is about? Also, I guess, same. So maybe for the rest of you, I say it's a specific way to build a public key infrastructure. So you have here this nice little thing. In the technical lingo, it's also called sometimes a source of common truth. I will come back to specifics of this later, but actually, yeah, we're talking about a public key infrastructure to manage identities here. And now I want to say why I am here speaking to you now. I started this effort to bring public key infrastructure into federated ecosystems like the ActivityPub ecosystem or the Fediverse. I started this actually 7 years ago when a friend of mine, Marcus Sabatello, explained me the concept of SSI, and I was kind of hooked. So this is a document. This link here will prove to you that I wrote this with colleagues in 2019 and submitted it to the first ActivityPub conference in Prague, 2019. And the sort of the simple suggestion was, hey, we can just add some DIDs here in the actor profile and just see where this leads us. You know, maybe it has some benefits for the future. So what would that offer? That would offer simple ways to verify, make persistence, really long-term persistence of identifier, kind of add another dimension to it, clear away some mobility problems. For example, if the original instance goes down, you still have a hope of retaining all your connections. And it also helps global discoverability if you want to do that. So, as I said, I was there in 2019, and here you see Christine, here is Manu Sporny, who is kind of a Jason LD person, so many W3C people were in the room. I was suggesting this there, and the feeling in the room was, we still kind of think, if you really care about your identity so much, you just should run your own instance, right? Then you're safe and good to go. But also, another feeling in the room was, okay, but who does not really care about his or her identity, right? So it's there was some irking feeling, and the hands that you show here was a vote in the room, like a room reading of who wants to be open to that thinking that we could incorporate public keys there. So fast forward, I'm gonna skip a little now. So this is around 2020, I saw that Jay Graber did a kind of an ecosystem report where she brought these things together, federated systems and maybe some public key infrastructure that is based on DIDs, decentralized identifiers. So, and now I come to what is, from my understanding, really the nice thing of this DID system, and I'm now referencing specifically DID PLC, which is the system that's adopted by the AT Proto people. And I think the crucial thing here is that you create your own account on your own machine and you just upload the file to this common source of truth. There is nobody who can really deny you that other than the server that says, I deny any kind of new updates to everyone. So, as I said, you construct this thing on your own machine, sign it and just post it. And if the server does not accept it, there are ways to prove that the server misbehaves here. So what I'm trying to tell you right now is that the only thing that's left to figure out, the only thing that's left is to figure out is to find a governance model for this common source of truth. You say the only, it's a big problem. The Blue Sky project actually wants to get rid of this problem as soon as possible. My feeling is that you want to be sure that this is not in US jurisdiction soon. So, and they're also saying if this identity server remains to be a stable infrastructure, it could be beneficial for all the other open projects like our projects here, the Fediverse, Activity Pub people. And I'm not the only one saying that. This is a quote from really yesterday from Ryan from BridgeFed. He says, yes, it's a really good way to just start, for example, having the DID in the actor profile referenced as also known as. So I think there's a kind of consensus building. Well, I'm now trying to, how much time do I have left?
More than 3 minutes, 2.5.
Okay, what I'm trying to give you now, I think, so this is a community that I participated over many years. It was about wireless mesh routing protocols, and there was a big fight around 2009, which of these protocols is the best. And what we did, we came together, like real people had real differences about it should be a proactive, no, it should be a reactive one. And what we did is we established a kind of a movement where we every year meet and do a summit to figure out answers in which context is which protocol better. And this is called the Battle Mesh Movement. I'm a member of it. They even write scientific reports at the end of the summit. It's really great. So I think we should do the same here. We should put together people who are in the DNS-based ID world, like ActivityPub currently is, and other people who are in a sort of maybe non-DNS, I call it right now. And I think we can do that if we can agree on certain core assumptions, because then it becomes a coherent research program. And I think that's my proposal here. Maybe we could start with these. Like, we know that communities should be in control. I think that's the original story of ActivityPub. And I think nobody actually wants to lock people in anywhere, right? That's also one thing. And this third one is pretty important to my understanding, because it says every marketplace, every sort of kind of open space we want to have has a cost attached to it. There is no free one. If a person says, we have to construct this free one, please show them the door. It's not working. It's an incoherent concept. This is very important in my understanding. So, and this is the last one I have. This is a Václav Havel quote. I kind of love this picture because it says, yeah, forget about this post-truth bullshit. Truth is still there. And love will also never go away. We need to keep talking. That's the point of this picture. We need to keep talking. We know there is some animosity, like, yeah, but we need to keep talking. So thank you for your attention. Questions? Maybe 1 minute.
Again, we have about 1 minute for one question, which is the first one I've seen up here, so.
Have you considered DID carry, which I understand to be DID PLC, but older, more complicated, more full-featured, and without a network dependency?
I love carry. Yeah, there's a carry conference coming up, I've heard. So it's they are very similar. They should learn from each other, adopt each other's strategies. Yeah, I love carry. Shout out to the carry people here. And also shout out to Amy Guy, who is I'm here because I read her PhD. And I'm yeah. So,
time all right, thank you very much, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's one of the great things about FOSDEM is we get lots of crossover between topic areas, and that's really exciting for evolution, I think.